for the listeners. Hi, Bob. What's the value of hiring a professional financial advisor, and do you think it's worth it for someone who is capable of doing it on their own?
Oh, that's a really good question, actually. As many people know, I'm a consummate do-it-yourselfer, sometimes for best, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse. But essentially, you know, for people who aren't financially sophisticated, there is absolutely no doubt that financial advisors, a good one. Let's start out with a caveat, a good one, right? Not a Bernie Madoff style financial advisor, but you know, a legitimate one who's good at what they do and works for the best interest of the client. If we start with that, then it's definitely worth it. In fact, over the years, I've seen all kinds of studies out there that have tried to measure this. And interestingly, there's a Vanguard study, John, saying that the average advisor helps the average client increase returns, after-tax savings and things, and they put a price tag on it of about 3% per year. It's pretty complicated how they come up with the number, but a 3% net number is pretty darn good. Even if they're only half right, and it's a net result of, say, 1% or 1.5%, whatever that might be, that's a lot, especially in a long-term setting. So I think having an advisor is one of the smartest things most people can do, especially if you're not financially savvy. But now, I think it's absolutely a no-brainer for somebody to have that has assets to have a financial advisor if they're not financially sophisticated themselves. Now, let me make the case potentially for folks who are financially savvy, because we work with a number of financially savvy people here, and there's some really good reasons for it. One in particular, John, is having a disinterested third party to be able to work with who's not emotionally tied to somebody's financial situation. It helps to see things more clearly. In fact, interestingly enough, when I first came into the profession decades and decades ago, actually three now, wow, there was a person, my manager at the time, he said to me, "Bob, I'm going to tell you something right now you're not going to believe, and you know, 20 years down the road, you're going to figure it out." He said, "The smartest thing you can do is hire a financial advisor to help you with your own stuff." And I said, "What are you?" And I was absolutely perplexed by that. And he said, "Yeah." He said, "You know what? When you try to manage your own money, your emotions actually get in the way, and you end up making a lot of otherwise not great decisions, even though you do a great job for your clients." He said that it's tough to do on your own like that. And you know, lo and behold, he turned out to be right. Here I am 30 years later, and that's exactly what you're looking at. So even financially sophisticated people can benefit from having a disinterested third party running their, you know, helping them run the show. Now, there's a lot of interesting, you know, items here, too, is I find that even financially sophisticated people need to, you know, have an advisor in the long run. Especially when they two reasons. One, when they reach the retirement years, as we age, we're not able, John, we don't have the same cognitive capacity that we once had. So where you might have been really good at one point on the ball and on the money with, you know, managing your own finances and all that other stuff, you hit an age where you can't do that anymore. And if you don't hand that off to somebody, you can run into some really major problems. But especially for people who are, you know, making their own investment decisions, especially buying individual stocks and bonds, that's when you can really run into problems. I've seen situations over the years where, someone was running their own finances, they aged and they couldn't pay as much attention anymore, and they lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars by not paying attention, just because of the aging process itself. So that's a really good reason. Another one is, too, oftentimes in a marital situation, one spouse thinks financially, the other doesn't. What happens if the one that thinks financially is now out of the way? Now the spouse that passes away, now the spouse that's not financially sophisticated has to hire an advisor to help him or her. And they're not even qualified to understand if that person's doing a decent job for them or not, or how to hire an advisor. That's where you can run into other trouble, too, because you're likely to hire the person you like the most, which might not be the right thing to do. So having a financial advisor, I think, is a really good idea, even for the financially sophisticated. And if you look, if Vanguard says that somebody who's not financially sophisticated benefits by 3%, even if you break even and you're a financially sophisticated person, not a bad idea, because then you get somebody waiting in the wings in case something goes wrong. And there's always that time, no matter how good you are, that it's easy to make an it can happen to make an emotional decision that you'll regret. So even financially sophisticated people, like financial advisors, John, themselves have a financial advisor. So there you have it. I think it's a really good idea for people, especially people who are not financially sophisticated, to have an advisor. That's kind of like a no-brainer. But even for people who are, it can be well worth the money.
Right. Yeah, you know, emotions get tied into financial decisions all the time.
Right, and I get it. And I get it, John. I'm a consummate do-it-yourselfer. I am. I love to try all kinds of different things, but, you know, not with my own money. I'll make mistakes, you know, doing my own plumbing or working on my own car or my own house or whatever it might be. And many times I don't do a great job at it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's not a lot of money at risk when I'm doing those types of things, so I'm willing to do it. But when it comes to your personal finances and you're talking about a lot of money, that's when you got to be careful. That's when you got to know the difference. That's when you got to know what your risk level is.
Right. I've heard financial advisors refer to themselves almost as therapists as part of the job.
Absolutely. In fact, some of the best decisions I've helped people make are not making any decisions at all. You know, when people, you know, folks, you know, call and they want to move money around because there's an election coming or what have you. Helping people not make a decision can be the most beneficial decision they've ever made. So talking people off the ledge, you know, anybody can go through a divorce. Things get emotional. And if I can, you know, help, you know, clients keep their wits about them and you know, not make emotionally driven decisions out of anger or out of love or whatever it might be. Those are the things where an advisor really, really, really makes the big difference. Even if you're able to match the returns of an investment advisor on the portfolio front, there's a lot of other things other than money management or investment management that are critical as it relates to you know, having a financial advisor that's on your team.
Right.
You know, seen
it also could be a tiebreaker too, Bob. I would think, if it comes to a husband or a wife, maybe they're disagreeing about some particular decision, and then you can kind of come in and weigh in and maybe break that tie. Or in a family situation, a estate, or when there's several siblings involved and everybody has a different idea what to do, a good advisor might be able to come in and really get them over the top, at least to find some middle ground and make the best decision at that point.
Oh yeah, especially when it comes to intergenerational planning, which is what we do a lot of that here, where you've got the parents and the siblings in there, you know, and the way to maximize family wealth is through a cohesive plan where everybody's involved. Very, very hard to do because there's a lot of emotion there at the table. All kinds of, you know, past experiences, you know, this person went to a better college than me or what have, my brother got this, I didn't get that. Trying to, you know, manage a situation like that to help the family overall do better, you know, that's invaluable. But in those situations, it really takes somebody that can navigate all that, to put the client in a better situation.